COVID-19 has thrown business operations for a loop across the state. It's also exacerbated longstanding inequality. Both issues have come to a head at a dental clinic in Tamworth. NHPR's Ali Pham took a trip there.
All right, Jennifer, come on in.
Even a mask can't hide how swollen Jennifer Hill's face is. Two of her teeth are throbbing. Her voice is husky.
No. I haven't eaten since Friday, and even that was minimal.
And it's clear even talking hurts.
Anytime your tongue moves in your mouth.
But Hill has something she wants to make very clear.
So if you're poor, you don't deserve to have teeth?
Hill works as a licensed nursing assistant in home health care. She says she can't afford routine cleanings on her own.
Somewhere between 25 and 30 a year. Disabled husband, two kids. It doesn't work. I come here. Husband lost his teeth years ago. I'm trying not to, but that's what's going to happen. So.
She blames the state's Medicaid program, which for most adults only covers emergency care, but doesn't pay for things like routine checkups.
They will pull them, they won't fix them, and they don't do cleanings.
Here at the Tamworth Dental Center, which caters to the uninsured and underinsured, they see a lot of patients like Jennifer Hill. And in the pandemic, business has skyrocketed.
I would say that we probably increased by 70%.
That's Christina Ferrero, Director of Clinical Services at Tri-County Community Action Program, the nonprofit that runs the clinic. Ferrero says that back when the pandemic first hit, dentists had the option to stay open for emergency services, which the Tamworth Dental Center did, but many practices closed their doors altogether.
So we called around to all the emergency rooms in the state, and they just started sending us people. So we were busy every day.
Decked out in layers of PPE, surgical masks over N95, and a face shield, Ferrero and her team continued to see patients. And in late spring of 2020, they started seeing people for regular, non-emergency treatment. And it hasn't slowed down.
So we're serving the whole state still. We're even doing much more oral surgery than we were.
But what exactly is still driving those emergencies through Tamworth's doors? Ferrero thinks the decision to reach out to hospitals put them on the map and helped grow their patient base. There's also the pandemic itself. Office closures and fear of the virus led many Granite Staters to put off preventative care, which down the road has meant pent-up demand for services and some emergencies that could have been avoided.
So there is definitely a backlog.
That's Sarah Finney, the Medicaid Dental Director for the New Hampshire Department of Health and Human Services. She says COVID stress can also cause problems.
You know, one of them is tooth grinding and clenching, and so you'll have a lot more patients with headaches, jaw pain, even broken teeth.
But here's where the explanation gets complicated. State data show the number of Granite Staters on Medicaid increased by over 10% during the pandemic, and the number of people on expanded Medicaid increased by 40%. And while there are nearly 600 dentists and specialists in the state who participate in Medicaid, many offer limited emergency care, and that's all most Medicaid plans cover for adults. Finney says Medicaid providers are not spread evenly throughout the state, and there is a statewide shortage of oral surgeons.
I would never turn an oral surgeon away, so if any oral surgeons out there are listening, give me a call.
Even Tamworth doesn't have an oral surgeon, but they do extractions and some more complicated procedures, so some low-income patients can be sent to them for emergency care. That's what Dr. Olga Mnookin has been doing.
Tamworth Clinic. We are grateful to them.
She's a general dentist at Concord Hospital Dental Center, Laconia. She says she wishes insurance didn't have to be such a big part of the equation.
You know, you're forced to ask a patient what kind of insurance you have. You're basically forced to do it. I know it's discriminatory, but what else can I do?
Before the pandemic, Governor Sununu signed a bill to create a dental plan for adults on Medicaid. Local providers are hopeful the plan will finally receive funding in this year's budget. Dr. Jacob Akers is a dentist at Tamworth. He says the issue of affordability also extends to how emergencies are treated.
Yeah, a lot of people can save a tooth by doing a root canal, and a lot of them see the cost of it, and they say, no, just rip it out. so to speak. Yeah, that would be probably every day.
Every day
here.
They changed my antibiotics and I have to come back in 2 weeks and have two teeth pulled.
Jennifer Hill says the pain may cause her to miss more work. Before she gets into her car, she reiterates her long-standing frustration.
But because you're poor, you don't deserve to have teeth, so.
Allie Pham, NHPR News.